Have a seat, brothers and sisters, and welcome. The Sunday morning prayer meeting of the Communion Anniversary Weekend, whether you've been here for the 31st time or if this is your first time, this is always a really significant time for us as a community. It's a time for us to worship together, to be in the Lord's presence for an extended time together, but also for Him to speak to us prophetically and to minister to us as well. So let's come into this morning with the expectations that that's what the Lord is going to do. And if you're thinking that you're going to have a coffee break at 12, that's not going to happen, because this is an extended prayer meeting, right? We're going right the way through till about a quarter to one with this prayer meeting. So it's going to be a good chunk of time to really engage with the Lord and expect Him to engage with us as well. So be ready. Be ready to be fed by the Lord this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm expectant. I'm full of hope the Lord's going to speak to us today. And because we sometimes get overwhelmed with prophetic words, the guy that's leading the prayer meeting needs a bit of help. So Bob Bell is going to help me today. So if you have any directional prophetic word that you think is for us as a community, bring it to Bob. Bob's sitting in the front row there. So bring it to Bob and he will help me discern it, and then we'll hear some of those prophetic words in a way that allows us to respond to the prophetic word in a consistent way, and hopefully the way the Lord wants us to respond to that word as well. So I just want to do some things by intro, and I'm going to talk for quite a bit, and we're going to do stuff for quite a bit, so we're not just about to go into worship right yet. But as Dan spoke about so eloquently yesterday, lamenting allows us both to experience the grief of sin and hurt and separation from God, but also allows us to experience hope, hope for our own personal lives, hope for our community life, and ultimately hope for eternal life at the same time. And someone in my group expressed it really well yesterday as well. We live our lives at this point, right? We live our lives at this point where grief and hope intersect together. We live where the cross meets the resurrection. That's what our lives in Antioch and as Christians are all about, where grief and hope intersect. And for quite a few months, I personally have been considering what that means for me. And I just wanted to share with you an image that just keeps recurring in my prayer life, but also I think we've all maybe seen this image over the last few months as well. But I started getting these images in my prayer times as I was reading scripture, as I was reading some devotional stuff. It's the image of a broken pot, but in fact it's something a little bit different from the image of a broken pot. It's the concept of something called kintsugi, which is a Japanese art form that some of us may have heard about. If Roz was here, I'd let her expound on it. But it's about repairing broken pottery using lacquer to fit the pieces together and to seal the cracks, and then using something precious like gold to stick the pieces together again and to make it stronger and more beautiful. And I think that's an invitation for us. So I'm not bringing this to you just because I think it's for me, but I think it's an invitation for us as Antioch to look at that broken pot and say, this is what the Lord wants us. This is what the Lord wants for us as Antioch, but this is what the Lord wants for each one of us personally as well. And I think the Lord's invitation for us today is that verse from Psalm 143, you know, coming to Him, allowing Him to restore us with all of our cracks and letting Him in to all of our cracks. So exposing all the cracks in our lives to Him, whether they're personal or corporate, and just saying, Lord, come into these areas and make them stronger and make them more beautiful, because that's what we want to do, is to live our lives in a way that's beautiful for the Lord Jesus. So I want to do this in a particular way, which is why I said I'm going to talk for a little bit. We're going to obviously do some ministry time later on and just get some prayer. And as we invite the Lord to be with us this morning and invite Him to heal us as a people, I want us to actually go through the three stages of lamentation that Dan talked about yesterday. So I'll explain each one of them and then we'll just go through them. So the first stage of lamentation is complaint, right? We all looked at some of those psalms yesterday of lamentation, and they all started with a complaint. So I'd encourage us now just to find a psalm or find a chapter or a verse in the book of Lamentation and take a look at it and cry out to the Lord on behalf of ourselves, cry out to the Lord on behalf of our brothers and sisters. Say to him, how long, O Lord, will I endure? Where are you in this? Do I have to endure this forever? What are you doing? And if you can't do that on your behalf, look around the room. You can see there's people, even from yesterday, you could see how some of the events of the last few years have affected people. So if you can't do it on your behalf, imagine yourself being in somebody else's shoes, walking a mile in their shoes and seeing what their experience of the current times are like and crying out on their behalf and just saying, Lord, how long? Lord, relent. And so I just encourage us, let's just stand if we can and try to find a psalm. Or if you can't find a psalm, just keep repeating, you know, Lord, have mercy. Lord, relent. How long, O Lord? And what we're doing is we're just presenting ourselves before the Lord. And it is a complaint. And we've maybe never done this before, but that's part of what Lamentations is about, is saying, this situation that we're in, we really need you. We're calling on you. We're asking you to help. We're crying out on behalf of ourselves and everybody in the community, in the room, people that we know, and saying, how long, O Lord? So you can think of examples. Obviously, you maybe don't want to pray examples out loud, but you can think of examples in your own lives where you've just experienced this burden. And in some of our cases, maybe the burden is too hard to bear. This is a place to say that to the Lord and cry out to him. So we're going to take about 3 minutes, each one of us, just to do that. Find the psalm and pray it out or pray out in a different way. But we're just going to do that together corporately. Okay.